Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care is a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass about the latest of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Well, Troy, there's really just one topic on everyone's minds, and I wanted to talk about it from an emergency management perspective. Talk about your communications, first off, with the state, and then relaying that information out to Warren County.
We get a briefing every morning and afternoon from the state and also from the governor's office, public health as well. And we take that information and try to keep it the same as possible, so we're sending out the same information. I also work every day with Joe Dean DeVault over at Health Services at Warren County to keep the information that she has going for our local stuff that's going on right now. Obviously, right now we do not have any cases in Warren County, but there are cases around us in Dallas and Polk. Nothing to really be concerned yet, following the social distancing and trying to isolate what we can, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Well, I did want to talk about the relationship between your department and Department of Public Health, because the two aren't always necessarily related as far as emergency management, but obviously this is a big issue that involves both departments. So talk about, you know, sharing information, not only, you know, getting it from the Iowa Department of Public Health, but then working with Joe Dean.
Right. Right now, Joe Dean, Health Services or Public Health, however you want to know it, for Warren County, she has the lead on this, and we go by what she needs, and I assist her as she's asked for resources. Obviously, the EMS, which is the ambulance crews, are asking for personal protective equipment, such as gowns and masks. The state and national is a shortage on that, but we're working towards trying to figure out best way to get some products released from the national level to the locals. Right now, they're holding their own and they're ordering from private businesses, but working with the state also to get more if we do get a big outbreak of the COVID-19. Right now, the flu is actually the higher issue. Influenza A and B both are really high, and our responders do get exposed to those folks every day. So having the right PPE, as we call it, personal protective equipment, for those folks to help them so that they can go on and help others, because there's not only one ambulance call, there's several ambulances call throughout the county.
Well, and I did want to talk about kind of your assistance with first responders and what have they been saying, because I've gotten the feedback of, yeah, there hasn't really been an increase in calls yet, but like you mentioned, it's kind of more of a preparing for the future type deal, especially here in Warren County.
Correct. They use PPE every day when they do get a call that's flu related, and so that's one of the, we call it consumables. The issue is there's a shortage on those consumables statewide and nationally. And so, yes, they're trying to prepare for if there is a COVID outbreak or if they have to deal with those folks that's isolated themselves and find themselves have to be hospitalized. And that's where the exposure happens. Self-isolation is a great thing if you think you're sick. If you have some of the symptoms, call public health and let them know so that they're aware and that they can get you resources as needed.
What are is there anything unique to Warren County with this in terms of, you know, we're near a major population center in Polk County. We have three major population centers in Norwalk, Carlisle, and Indianola, and then the rest is fairly rural. So is there anything kind of unique to dealing with this that Warren County is dealing with that other counties aren't, or is it just kind of everyone's in the same boat?
Everybody's pretty much in the same boat, but the one unique situation that Warren County has, we have no hospital. So we have to transport the ill to the local hospitals in Polk County, Dallas County, Clark County, and even down into Lucas County, the southern part of the Warren County. A lot of the citizens down there use the local county hospitals, since Warren County does not. The clinics are taking patients, but it's a very limited access due to the trying to social isolation, and so those are by appointment only. But if you're sick, please let somebody know. But self-isolate, and if you think you've been exposed to the coronavirus, the COVID-19, stay home, isolate. If your family has been around you, they need to isolate as well until you know for sure that those symptoms are come and gone within that 14-day time frame. But please let public health know if you need assistance and you think that you've been exposed.
Once again, that was Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass discussing the COVID-19 efforts. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.